Guru Purnima, the holy, most blessed occasion of the year, is very much connected with the Purnima or the fullness of the devotion of the aspiring soul to the Guru of this universe. With all this most auspicious occasion also as Vyasa Purnima, dedicating our memories, our hearts and feelings and our souls to the majestic power that has been planted upon this earth in the form of Sri Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa, whose presence, as tradition goes, is an eternal presence. Bhagavan Sri Vyasa is one of the Chiranjeevis, eternal existences that will continue to be with us as long as the world lasts. But the potency of this presence is far above the level of human understanding. Human nature is never full. It is not Purna. And Bhagavan Vyasa represents the Purnatva of spiritual potency, spiritual power, and spiritual magnificence. We are accustomed to material magnificence, the magnificence of gadgets, the magnificence of physical comfort, the magnificence of everything that pleases the eyes and the ears and the sensations. But these are deceptive presentations before us that tell us what is not there and hide what is really there. This is the reason why people in the world who are able to think and perceive only in terms of sensations cannot even imagine the presence of such mighty existences like Bhagavan Vyasa. Closely associated with this mighty power is the presence of Naranarayana in this world. These are the supreme potentates. Here, in our own vicinity, even physically, in our vicinity, we may say, if we go by the word of the scripture, that in the most sanctified shrine of holy Badrinath, you find the eternal radiances invisibly performing their austerity, Narayana and Nara, and also Bhagavan Sri Vyasa. Guru Purnima, as I mentioned, is the fullness of our approach to the Guru. Sa esha purvesham abhi guruh kalena anavachedat is a venerable statement of a master sage. The great Guru is our goal. Anything that is transcendent to us, that which propels us, that which is our ideal, that which keeps us restless because of its presence, that which fulfills us, makes us complete, can be regarded as our guru. In the hierarchy of the masters, narrated in the verses Narayanam, Padma Bhavam, Vasishtham, etc., we seem to be given a hierarchy of the gurus before us, a degree of the manner in which we have to approach these masters, because there are masters above masters, gurus above gurus. That seems to be the message behind these gradations mentioned in the verse Narayanam, Padma Bhavam, Vasishtham, etc. The immediate guru is our visible master. To us, of course, it is worshipful Guru Deshri Swami Shivananji Maharaj. And to many, there may be many other devotions to their own masters who are visible guides to them in this world. But behind the visibility of the Guru, there is an invisibility which is the real soul of the Guru. The Guru, the master, the spiritual preceptor, or the divine presence is not to be regarded as an external reality in front of us, which we can merely photograph with a camera. We have to be a little cautious in our understanding of the meaning of the word Guru itself. It is a master presence which overcomes us, overwhelms us, rises above us, transcends us, engulfs us, and includes us in its presence. The higher is not merely the external. The Guru is a higher presence and not an external schoolmaster whom we can see sitting with a whip or a cane, seated on a chair in an educational institution. He may be that also. But there is a difference between a guru and a schoolmaster. The guru is a spiritual presence. The spirituality implied in the presence of the guru makes the guru a presence that involves us in its total existence. The Guru is above us. The aboveness of the Guru or the spiritual presence is a proper explanation for why the Guru is not merely an external personality. In that sense, our Guru never dies. It is a perpetual presence. Vyasa, Naranarayana, Varshipul Swami, Shivananji Maharaj are presences. A presence which is spiritual cannot vanish. It has to be there in one degree of its existence when the physicality of it is invisible. It becomes more potent by the rarefied form it takes as a power and not merely a visible object. In our meditations, in our prayers, we often find it difficult to conceive what this presence is before us and on what it is that we are contemplating. We have an inveterate habit of imagining that all things are outside us, even God Himself. Though we may accept that God Almighty is the creator of the universe, there is an outsideness of His presence seeping itself into our consciousness, and we cannot easily accommodate ourselves to the requirement that all realities that are superphysical are also transcendent in their nature. The word transcendence negates the externality of it. Now, that which is transcendent, a guru or a master, the spiritual presence, representative of God Almighty, being transcendent involves us in its presence. There is an automatic Shaktipata taking place, as it were, as we put it in popular language. The guru enters us. The external cannot enter us, because externality keeps the two terms of relation apart from each other. But the guru is not such a term of relation which is purely outside in space and time. Here is the essence of the spirituality behind the guru, who does not exist merely as a kind of person before us. The guru is not a person, it is a super person. The super personality of the guru is the divinity thereof. So is Vyasa, Krishna Dvaipayana Bhagavan. So is Nara Narayana. So is every degree of manifestation before us of God Almighty Himself. This feeling in us, the acceptance of the fact that our existence as aspiring souls or disciples is involved totally in the existence of the ideal which we adore, on which we contemplate, this acceptance on our part will make us purna, complete. Otherwise, we remain as factions. We remain as individuals, parts of a whole, but not capable of entertaining the wholeness of reality in our own selves. We cannot even think God as a wholeness if we remain in our own egoistic affirmations as an isolated, finite person. The I-ness should so participate in the presence of the divine existence before us, call it Guru or God, such that for the time being we flow into it, melt into it, become it, and it inundates us. At that time it is that we feel a power inside us. We feel as if some energy has entered us. And we ourselves feel as if we are more than a person. This meditation, this prayer, that Guru Purnima, the fullness of the moon, may also be the fullness of our mental structure, our understanding, our psychophysical makeup, everything that we are. Let everyone find a few minutes to ponder over this matter as to what this purnata is, what fullness is, and how is it that we do not feel any indication of fullness in our personalities. We feel small. We feel small individuals, little persons, a little drop in the sea of humanity. We are frightened by the world. We are afraid of people. We are afraid of nature. We are afraid of everything. Because we are unable to feel a sense of communion with that which actually belongs to us and in which we are inextricably involved. Spiritual contemplations, prayers are not merely words that we utter, a ritual that we perform, or a routine with which we are accustomed. It is a total dedication of ourselves. The word total has to be underlined. The totality of our existence has to be placed before the totality of the ideal. I am underlying the word purna, the fullness. The fullness is that which includes yourself and your ideal in a greater fullness. if we can conceive what it could be. And the fullness rises in its generalizations higher and higher until it becomes the final fullness, where the lower degrees of fullness are involved, subsumed and absorbed in such a way there is only one fullness. This should be our meditation, and here itself in this holy shrine of Gurudev we may feel the presence of Bhagavan Sri Vyasa. We are told masters walk in front of us. We may not be able to visualize their presence. Just now a great master may be in front of us. In his compassion he may be here to bless us. Our physical eyes may not be able to notice his presence, but may we accept that great truth. There are many things in this world which our frail understanding, intellect cannot appreciate. Let us be humble. Let us abolish ourselves. Negate this individuality so that we may become full.